Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number two, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to open the phones up. Coming up in an hour and a half, Alan Watt, always informative, is going to join us for the balance of the transmission. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You can call in about the Gulf oil spill and the former head of Mossad and the current Israeli leader, Benjamin Netanyahu, separately saying that they are looking seriously at attacking Iran. They believe that a green light is the way to go. Just amazing, incredible economic developments. But I do want to hear your take on sheriffs all over Texas and Arizona begging for help, sheriff's deputies being killed, illegal aliens running around everywhere, drug dealing, 80 to 100 to even 150 miles into Arizona, signs up saying don't go into national parks, don't go into areas, it's too violent, people being robbed, kidnapped, killed, Mexico collapsing. And Obama says he's going to sue Arizona. They're not even allowed to arrest illegal aliens. They've got to just let them run wild and do whatever they want. As the Senator Kyle said in a meeting with Obama, Obama said, we're holding the American people hostage. We are not going to let there be, you know, any control of the border until they accept amnesty. That's what the immigration reform is. Every time they bring it out, it's just, well, we legalize all the illegals. So they won't have to walk across. They're still going to be bringing the cocaine across, folks. And what you do is you decriminalize that. And if somebody's dumb enough to use it, dumb enough to have a heart attack, I mean, people can get high off stuff under the kitchen sink. Do we ban all of that? No. When cocaine and heroin were legal, a lot less Americans were using it when it was in every drugstore in the country until the 1930s. But they made it illegal, then it had money involved, then it became trendy, and now people are breaking in your house to get money for the illegal drugs. Your daughter is out whoring herself out to get the drugs, whereas she could just get it at the drugstore and then get into treatment, and she never would have used it before because it wouldn't have been promoted as cool and avant-garde and trendy. The globalists know what they're doing, and this is designed to implode Mexico and the U.S. next. So what are we going to do about it, and how do we help Mexico get some freedom? Man, Mexico could be a jewel. All Latin America should be. Beautiful land, amazing resources, very interesting, deep culture, great art, innovations, but no. They've got corrupt governments, just like every other government in the world. The United States was never perfect, but it had that special property right. It had that special middle class. It had that Christian ethic that founded this nation. We weren't perfect, but we tried to keep the evil in check. We tried to keep government small, knowing it was the great danger. And so we became the wealthiest nation on earth. Now we've been taken over and used as an engine of global domination. I will be news blitzing at the bottom of the hour and continuing your calls. Even when Alan Watts on with us, we're going to have open phones today. So again, 1-800-259-9231 and have your comment or question ready. And I'm going to get into Google, Apple, and others that are in deep trouble. The French government's looking at criminal charges. Upwards of 18 U.S. attorney generals are looking at criminal charges. Oh, excuse me, it's 20 now. Sorry, last week it was 18, now it's 20. Oh, one other correction, too. The media keeps saying 30,000-foot well, so I've just been parroting that. And I got an IM saying, not an IM, an email, then I IM'd to the guys. In fact, it's in my stack here, where the guy basically said, hey, Alex, the well is 4,000 feet on the sea floor, not 5,000. Okay, the news said 5,000. And it's not 30,000-foot well. It's 18,500 feet. And I went and looked it up, and that is indeed the depth. That's not even that deep. I wouldn't even call that super deep. But our guests have been calling it 30,000. Everybody else has. And so you got to watch statistics. So I'm corrected on that front. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to come back and go to your phone calls and then a lot of other really, really important news today. Please stay with us.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow. He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Tropical storm may pose threat to BP spill cleanup, Bloomberg's reporting. The hurricane season starts officially in about 2 months. Of course, the occurrence, you can see the satellite photos up on the NASA Earth View website, is carrying most of the oil east off the coast of Louisiana and around Florida. And up the East Coast, but when hurricanes and tropical storms hit, the weather experts have reported and the hydrologists have reported that it will start driving a lot of that oil that's just massing out in the Gulf into Texas and Mexico, not just Louisiana, Mississippi, and Florida. And I hate to be selfish, but almost at a subconscious level, I'm like, oh, I love the Texas coast, you know, grew up going down there, and I hate seeing the Florida beaches ruined that I've been to a few times. I hate seeing the beautiful Louisiana beaches and Mississippi and Alabama. But I tell you, it's just horrible to know that it's going to hit other areas of the Gulf as well. I just wish it wasn't hitting anybody. But tropical storm may pose threat to BP spill cleanup. Carl Larry, president of Oil Outlooks and Opinions LLC, talks to BP's $20 billion fund to pay claims associated with the oil leak for its well in the Gulf of Mexico. Larry also discussed BP Chief Executive Officer Tony Hayward's efforts to drill relief wells and his investment strategy for oil companies. The first storm of the Atlantic hurricane season may enter the Gulf of Mexico as soon as next week, possibly disrupting BP's efforts to clean up the worst oil spill in U.S. history. Thunderstorms in the Caribbean may strengthen into a tropical storm this week before heading into the Gulf between Mexico and Cuba, said Jim Rollier, a senior energy meteorologist in Pennsylvania. The first named tropical storm 2010 season appears more likely to form over the northeastern Caribbean late this week and will go on to represent a formidable threat in the Gulf, along with heightening concerns about the oil slick, he said. Forecasters are predicting this year's Atlantic hurricane season, which runs from June 1st to June 30th, may be among the most active on record. Yeah, look at what's happening right now in the U.S., how much rain and the deadly storms we're having that killed all those people in Arkansas, killed a bunch of people in South Texas. They had over a foot and a half of rain in one day. Most of it fell in 1 hour in New Braunfels 2 weeks ago. I was going to take my kids down to Schlitterbahn that weekend. And I turned on the news to check it out, and it was just completely flooded. Nobody died at Schlitterbahn, but they died at a campground down the Comal River. It was just horrible. 1 foot of rain in an hour, my friends. So, yeah, it looks to be a doozy this year, right on time for this spill. Also, BP oil spill leak found in rig weeks before blast. And, of course, that's the London Telegraph. First it was 2 weeks, then it was a month. Now it's 2 months. And I don't understand all the technicalities of this, okay? I don't drill oil wells, but I've read the Coast Guard hearings from weeks ago. And if you can get in as a petroleum geologist, we'd like you to explain this to us, or as an engineer, or as a petroleum engineer. But all I know is that it said that the rig operators at Anadarko and of course, Halliburton, and I don't love Halliburton. I've been critical of Halliburton and its corruption and its no bids. But the facts are Halliburton was on record complaining to BP. And they were contractors. And that's in the hearings that the Halliburton and the Anadarko people, and you notice that's why it's in the news today. People are saying, why won't BP, 60-plus days into this, sue Anadarko or other companies that were involved, because they told them what to do. And that's come out in the hearings. Now, I've described it on air as they were dumping seawater in, which is unheard of. Now, seawater being dumped in is going on during the drilling. What happened was, though, that it was done instead of putting in the cement and the mud is the way it's been described. So that's what's unprecedented and what made the engineers so mad and why they're on record in those hearings saying they said it was going to blow up and cause a problem. And this continued even after they were having the problems. But you can go read the Coast Guard reports for yourself about this. The bottom line is they knew what they were doing when BP gave those orders. They were told by the rig operators, by both of the contractor group heads, that this is going to blow up. This is unheard of. This is crazy what you're doing, the way they did this well. BP oil spill leak found in rig weeks before blast. The Deepwater Horizon rig, which exploded causing the Gulf of Mexico oil spill, had suffered a leak in the weeks leading up to the blast, an employee has claimed. And it goes on from there. Okay, that's enough of that. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls, and then I'm going to get into a bunch of other news on the economy, on the Iran situation, on Google in big trouble, being an NSA front all over Europe, all over the U.S., all over England, all over Australia, with their vans and cars that have the photo and video mast, running around, grabbing all your digital data and your codes and everything. They knew exactly what they were doing, and they're now going to be criminally charged, and they should be. Everybody freaks out about the NSA spying on the American people. In the FCC proposal, and this is now in the AP and Financial Times of London. I mean, you don't believe me, go look it up. Everyone will have a black box in their home and their business and at the ISP that tracks everything you read, everything you look at, everything you do, and that will filter content and will decide what you can and can't look at. Now, that's been announced. The FCC has taken over the web. And they say they're going to tax it and make you pay for the box. Now, I have another headline today up on PrisonPlanet.com where the Australian government's announcing the same thing. And everybody's freaking out about it. This is being set up in the United States. Okay, we're going to go to Joe, Mark, Carl, Noel, Tony, Santa, and others right now. Joe in Texas, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello. Alex, how are you, sir?
Good. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. It just came across news where there was an attempt on Falcon Dam down in Zapata, Texas, by the cartel to blow the thing up.
No, I saw that in the Houston Chronicle. Yeah, that came out a few weeks ago. In fact, I printed that and forgot. I printed it a week ago. I printed it this weekend, and I forgot. Guys, will you print Zapata plot to blow up dam that would have conservatively killed tens of thousands? It's Houston Chronicle and a local TV station. Yes, they've now said they're going to blow up dams, and the media's kept that real quiet. And I've succumbed to the disease that if the media, mainstream media, had made it a big deal, I didn't cover it. See, it's worse. Rocket attacks, hand grenade attacks, mass kidnappings, plans to blow up dams confirmed. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, and I know that I believe it was you, Alex, or your team that I think a while back interviewed a sheriff down there near Zapata and Rio Grande City, which is just down the road. And that, from what I understand, is a real, real bad hotbed down there. And
yeah, I haven't interviewed those sheriffs in about 3 years. We had a gaggle of them on, and they all said the same thing, that the illegal drug cartels come to their deputies and say, I'm going to kill you and your wife and children if you don't get on the payroll. And so most of them go on the payroll, and some valiant sheriffs have spoken out against it, and then some of them get shot or threatened. And if they just roll over and take the drug money, the feds are involved in it, they leave them alone. And, if they ever do interdict cocaine or other drugs, the Mexican troops were coming in a mile, then two, then three, then four, then five, then six. They're now upwards of 100 miles into Arizona and 50 miles into Texas. Jesus, total lawlessness. So yes, sir, we did have those sheriffs on, and we should get them back on.
Well, listen, Alex, God bless you for your work, sir, and we're spreading the word, too, brother.
God bless you. Yeah, remember last year, folks from the National Guard in Texas sent us a document. They didn't say who they were. That smart leakers. But I called the phone numbers and confirmed it was real, and they simultaneously leaked it to some other publications, which is good. We don't want to be the only ones to get the info, folks. How Ron Paul and myself are surveilled by Army Intelligence. And it said, when you go to the In the Fed rallies, namely in Dallas, when they were there covering, and we had that in the Obama deception, by the way, they said, do not let the In the Feders know that you're Army intel, or they may turn into terrorists and kill you. So you got a bunch of women, children, men, people of all races out there peacefully bullhorning the Federal Reserve, and the Army's there, and they tell these Army men, they tell these intelligence officers that don't let them know your Army or we may turn and kill them. You know, give me a break. Give me a break. I mean, come on. Come on. We're not the lawless criminals stealing trillions of dollars out of the Treasury. We're not the ones letting the borders be wide open. We're not the ones that use the federal government as their private cash machine. So, see, they teach the cops that the American people are a bunch of terrorists. And then anybody who stands up for liberty and freedom and what this country is built on. Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen, what you hear on this radio show by every historical yardstick is Americana, is the Bill of Rights, is the Constitution, is what this country's founded on. If you don't like this show, you don't like the Founding Fathers, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution. You don't like America. See, all of you telling us that we're the bad people, and Homeland Security and Obama saying we're dangerous terrorists, and Chris Matthews saying it, that's because they're terrorists, folks. They're the people. They're the revolutionaries. They're the ones that have come in here and turned this country into a giant criminal operation. By the way, even NBC's reporting that the reason they're talking about kicking Rahm Emanuel, the real president, to the curb is because he is coming out in the federal tapes and in the court hearings as getting payoffs with Blagojevich. Well, of course, they came up together. Of course, it's on record. He got a house from BP, an apartment for years. $1 million apartment. It's open and shut. This is a mafia group of brazen criminals, okay? The government's been overrun by crooks. Of course they're saying they want to arrest me. Of course they're demonizing Ron Paul and Rand Paul. They're criminals. They're a pack of criminals. And if you think you're going to side with them because the news, you know, are you Republican, are you Democrat? You know, you're supposed to pick a criminal group. Here it is, Houston Chronicle. Agents fear Mexican drug cartel attack on border dam, Houston Chronicle. Drug cartel plots to blow up border dam, WOAI-TV. And, yeah, this is from 20 days ago. So there you go. 20 days late reporting on that. See, it's worse than I can even describe. Worse than I can even tell you. We'll be back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound to walk away and run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. It's on the level and it breaks. Let it all hang out cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta and there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
So I'm going to put it like this. What the heck is going on down there?
It's literally out of control, and violence has increased just in the last 4 months. And we've been, not just as a sheriff, all of our police chiefs in Pinell County, we stood with Senator McCain and literally demanded support for 3,000 soldiers to be deployed to Arizona to get this under control and finally secure our border with Mexico.
All right, I got to tell you, when I first received an email about this with these signs that are up saying, you know, don't go past this point, stay away, this is not safe. I mean, we're not talking about something that's sort of a Tijuana situation right at the border. I mean, we're talking about something that's north of Tucson. I mean, 80 miles away from the border.
Exactly. And we're talking three counties deep into the heart of Arizona, where the answer from our government is to put up signs warning our citizens.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
In our sovereign nation, that beware.
We're back live. I'm going to continue with your phone calls. Let's go to Mark in Oregon. Mark, and then Carl, Noel, Tony, Santa, and others. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. Looks like we might have a short way to go, and where we're going to doesn't look good at all, Alex.
No, it's order out of chaos. The globalists admit they're holding America hostage. They're engineering all the crises. They blew that oil well in the Gulf. Obama brags to senators. He's holding us hostage with the rampant crime. These are he is guilty of the murders on the border. And every traitor that is keeping that border open is guilty of premeditated accessory to murder. Obama is a public criminal.
I couldn't agree with you more. Alex, Officer Jack McClam, on his show soon after the explosion in the Gulf, he said unequivocally from the sources that he gets his information from in government and the intelligence community, he said that the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, who has no business out on the ocean in the first place, in all probability it was a group posing is the BLM.
Well, that may be why Obama said he dispatched SWAT teams to cover up the investigation that the Coast Guard was doing. And the word is special federal feds showed up with national security badges ordering the Coast Guard to not investigate. But you know what? McClam has impeccable research. If he says something that he has a source, he doesn't make it up. 25 years on the front lines. Call Jack McClam right now. See if we can get him on the last 30 minutes with Watt, if not tomorrow. Red alert. By the way, we've got Jesse Ventura Friday and Thursday, Lord Monckton and a bunch of other heavy hitters. Go back and finish up exactly what Jack McClam said. I was unaware of this, Mark.
Yes, Alex. Jack McClam said that he learned at that time, soon after the explosion, that particular oil rig, it was not any other oil rig but that one, just like Obama gave an actual award of some type to that particular oil rig.
No, only one a year, and he gave it to them, and BP are the kingpins of the carbon tax.
Mm-hmm. And that the BLM came out on the water in uniform, of course, not being BLM at all, great probability, but posing as a BLM where they have no business, and they came all the way out there and did a surprise inspection 2 hours before the explosion.
Wait a minute. That's admitted that there was a surprise inspection and there was, quote, an unauthorized, unlawful. It wasn't unlawful. The word the media and the feds have used was unpermitted, but it was more than unpermitted. They said that as well. It was it violated regulations. It was, but they won't ever say what the change is, and Obama, Mr. Barry Sataro, has been covering that up.
Yes, and Jack McClam said that in connection with this visit, Alex, that he was told that the BLM, whatever they were doing this inspection, actually had left an explosive device on the rig. Now, if you think of it in terms of engineering, you could have an explosion to actually be the secondary to the primary, such as in a nuclear explosion type of.
It was the explosion to ignite the gas and the oil that had was starting to come in, and then that makes the rig break and fall down on itself, and then break at the wellhead.
Yes, sir. And I just thought that this is very important information because it adds in the whole premeditation aspect of this, which everything that they do is premeditated, so that we can almost, if not assume, that everything that is learned from higher sources that are fortunate enough to have reported to us, that it's really true, and we really need to look into it deeply whenever we hear about
it.
No,
that's a great idea. We're going to call Jack right now and get him lined up today or tomorrow. We're going to get him on here. Great points. Thanks for telling me about that. Thanks for telling me about the dam the illegals wanted to blow up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
We're going to go back to your calls here in just a moment.
Well, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less.
But I want to encourage you, the listeners, to really think about something, to make a decision. Are you doing everything you can to wake up as many men, women, and children in your area as is possible? Are you reaching out to opinion makers right now? So many high-powered politicians, media personalities, judges, sports icons. I have been contacted. I'd say 9 times out of 10 when famous people contact me, they don't want to come on air. They just want to talk to me and invite me out of their house in D.C. or L.A. or Santa Barbara or wherever, or Florida. But I don't have time for that. I don't have time to, or the money to jet set around and hang around with famous people. I haven't gone that route. The point is, that's a gauge of how many people we're reaching. Drudge is rated 400 and something on Alexa.com. InfoWars is now rated 700 and change. I forget the exact rating. And if you look at our growth trend, within a year, we'll be neck and neck with Drudge. We haven't really been good at putting on airs or being aloof or explaining to people just how big we are, just how effective we are. I haven't really admitted to myself the reach we've got. And I'm not bragging about myself individually. It's a dangerous position to be in. The government, the mainstream media, and the NSA have known how big we are before I knew. They've got all the data points. And now they've tried to ignore me all this time. Now they've got to attack, which is a desperate gamble. So I'm in a real danger zone here. I need your prayers. And I'm trying to be focused and realize the position I'm in and do the best job I can. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. Doesn't mean I don't make mistakes. But at least I'm pure of heart. I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right. I'm trying to be honorable. I'm trying to not be worldly. I'm trying to work as hard as I can. I feel guilty when I enjoy food or go for a swim or go see a movie, which I don't even really do. All I do is think about this, folks. I'm totally committed to it. I'm driven almost nuts by it. I want to not think about it, and I can't stop. I dream about the New World Order. I dream about legislation. I dream about executive orders. I dream about the enemy's next operations. I eat, sleep, you know what? All of this. And I know a lot of you 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago gave people a book, gave people a video, gave people a newsletter, but now you think you've done your work. No, now is the time. I can't tell you how many people I talk to who say, I thought you were a kook. I thought you were a nut 5 years ago, a year ago, 10 years ago. It varies. Now it's all true and worse than you say. And they start, you know, just dumping all this info on me. Did you know about this? You know about that? No, I didn't know about that, but I knew about that. People are really seeing it, folks, but there's still, I'd say we've got about 35% of the public, or conservatively, that really know something's wrong. 10% really understands the ballgame. 30% or so know something's wrong. Another 30, 40% are starting to wake up. We've got to wake them up now before they start World War III as a political diversion to keep the globalists in power. Before they stage another false flag. There's no doubt this oil spill is a false flag. You got a U.S. senator that met with Obama and he admitted they're keeping the border open and keeping the crime high to force through immigration reform. I mean, this is what they do. This is their modus operandi. I know these people. It's so frustrating to watch these crooks get away with this. America is at the crossroads right now, and people are ready to be awakened now. If you've got a copy of Road to Tyranny, Endgame, Terror Storm, Obama Deception, Invisible Empire, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, any of my films or the films we carry, make copies of it. Get it out to everybody you know. Films are the best way to really present this info. And the best films of them all out there give people the wide spectrum breakdown for a general understanding that's put together in a very entertaining, viewable, watchable way is Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, just out for 2.5 months on DVD. So important at Infowars.com. Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And yes, your purchase makes this show possible. So I want to ask everybody to go to Infowars.com today and order the books, the T-shirts, the materials. We've got five new T-shirts up on both the Yahoo cart and the Infowars cart. So you just go to Infowars.com. You click on the top link that says shopping cart, and there's two different choices there. There's also the phone number and mailing address for you if you'd rather get them that way. But you can check out the great new T-shirts. We've got one that says Legalize Freedom and shows the American flag with the stripes being barbed wire. People will ask, what does that mean? And then you can if you get somebody to talk to you, then you're able to really go to the next level. And every person you reach, every person is a mind, an intellect, and ultimately a soul. Because I found you can show somebody the truth of the New World Order intellectually, they're going to find out this is spiritual. And I never set out to try to bring people to the truth concerning Christ. I have a secular show. I want to bring them to the truth of the geopolitical nature. But that is the end bounty, and I'm very pleased by it. And I realize that. But I didn't consciously set out to be some preacher. People find out about the New World Order and find out they really are Satanist. They start realizing, man, this is real. That's why they have movies like the Sherlock Holmes that I just got done watching. It's very good. But the message is, yes, Satanists run things, but they're just kooks. And a master atheist controls them. Well, whatever. They believe in Satan, and they're manifesting it, ladies and gentlemen. I set out to wake people up about the private Federal Reserve and overtaxation and attacks on the Second Amendment. And I, like you, fell down the rabbit hole and learned a lot. But the issue is we also need your financial support, and people are ready to be woken up right now like never before. And please redouble your efforts. Air them on Access TV. Make copies. Get them out to everyone. Get the T-shirts. Get the materials. Check out the banners on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Call toll-free, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. All right, I'm going to take a few calls and get briefly into financial news, and I'm going to go through a bunch of other news, and then we'll continue with calls into the next half hour of the next hour, and then Alan Watts coming on with us, and then I'm going to get his take on a bunch of things. Carl in Virginia, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Well, good to be able to get on. Hey, Alex, wasn't part of the original purpose of militias for assisting law enforcement, such as the sheriff?
Yes.
Isn't there a militia in Arizona to back up the sheriff?
No. The media 100 years ago started calling them posses. They were really called militias. I've gone back to the old newspaper articles in the 1840s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and, you know, 80s, 90s. And that's how the sheriff, under the militia power, could say, you, and you come with me. And normally he'd find guys that were former military or that they trusted and that they would, you know, deputize. And it was just really civil defense. But see, the government and the corporate structure doesn't want citizens to know they're part of the system or that the people are the government. The message that we could be armed. And so even the sheriffs begging for federal help are kind of saying, I noticed this one sheriff isn't demonizing these militias running around with M16s in the scrub brush. They're just saying, hey, this is dangerous. Thanks for the help, but this is only going to escalate it. And Mexico's full of desperate people that the drug cartels and the government can hire. And so they're going to fight, and they're not wimps. But maybe it coming to a head is what has to happen for people to finally face what's going on. But no, I mean, those sheriffs, I guarantee you, they showed up and went on the local radio and said, all right, we're going to have training next week, and I need people to come in. We'll do background checks, make sure they're not felons, make sure they're upstanding in the community, and that they've got some type of firearm training, and particularly military veterans. And if you called out Americans, you'd have, in the smallest towns, half the men show up. And go down there and let the Mexican government, the troops, open fire. This time our people won't run. They will absolutely beat them over the border. And if Mexico wants to attack, we'll go back down to Mexico City like we've done before. Okay? I mean, if Mexico wants a war, it's time to have it. This is a real war. Wars are with countries that border you, that are attacking you. They're not with people 8,000 miles away. Let me tell you something. If Mexico starts a war with us, I'm going to go enlist right now. I want to go. I'll go down there right now. That's what war is all about. Defending the Republic. It's not about killing a bunch of poor Arabs. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, anyway, if I were a sheriff, I'd be trying to assemble a posse right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay for SWAT teams to kill dogs and shoot kids in the back of the wrong house, and they always defend themselves, but God forbid a few eggs get broken with a paramilitary force attacking our country 80 to 100 miles in. God forbid we send the military down there to light these people up that are firing at them.
Only thing is our current military is illegitimate right now. Or
well, you're right.
Authority.
I mean, it is. It's totally New World Order run. It's, I mean, look, Obama... And this was Bush, too. Look, it was in the Dallas Morning News that Rahm Allen and Co., the big PR firm that Karl Rove hired to run Bush's gubernatorial runs in Texas twice and his presidential run, were the ones that told him, wear white T-shirts, have American flags, and go out and protest. And then the media, Bush, the White House, ran that with Calderon. okay? And before that with Vicente Fox. I mean, that is on record. It's all treason, sir. And Obama is continuing it. Think about how citizens get pulled over and our blood gets taken at warrantless checkpoints and nobody complains. The ACLU doesn't complain. But then the bill, which I've read on air, the subsection, says if they pull over a group of people and there's alcohol or they're speeding and they ask for ID and they don't have it and they're illegal aliens, they are to arrest them. That is in the bill. It isn't run around and arrest brown people. That's another hoax. It's all a hoax. I appreciate your call. It's insane. All right, I'm going to go to Tony and Senna, or Santa, however you pronounce it, Helen, Gabriel, others. But, I mean, do you think I like getting up here and going against the political correctness, knowing there's tens of millions of dumbed-down Americans that think if you so much as want to have a medical test on somebody coming in with leprosy, oh, yeah, that's come out in the news. There were no cases of leprosy in 2000 in Texas, and by 2005 there were 7,000 cases in Texas. That was in the news. And I'm evil and I'm racist and I'm bad. And then people bowed down to that. And then, oh, now if you're against government health care, you're a racist. Well, you know what? I'm done. I'm done with being bullied by that. That's not what it's about. It's about survival, and everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. I mean, look at Obama's labor chief. Says illegals have right to fair wages. What? They're illegal. Kick them out. Arrest their employers. Don't. See, I mean, use them as a political force. All selectively enforced. All right, I'm going to shut up. When we come back from break, I'm going to go to your phone calls quicker. I'm going to try to. And I've got all the news about the attack on Iran. It gets worse by the minute. This is it, folks. This is the world government takeover, and they're going to use a war in the middle of this financial and military and open border takeover as a political distraction so the average American stops looking around them and salutes the flag as the ship goes down. But before we go back to your calls, just for 3 minutes, I want to bring Ted up because gold is, again, at all-time highs. Last time I checked, it was up $7 this morning. And I haven't even talked to Ted yet today. I don't know what he has left at the lower prices. It keeps going up. Ted keeps offering lower prices. It's in the news. Financial Times of London and London Guardian, record amounts, billions and billions of pounds of gold in British sterling being bought by the Rothschilds, the Saudi Arabian royalty, this House of Saud. The Foreign News is reporting doubled its holdings of gold overnight. So the elites are now rushing into gold. And maybe that's because they can hoard it and then dump it on the market to try to manipulate, or maybe they've decided to go ahead and let gold go up. I mean, clearly, well, Ted Anderson, a lot's going on. What do you think about all these elites rushing into gold?
Well, it's certainly the trend right now. The elite is getting into gold. I mean, everybody knows that the United States dollar is under attack, and the elite people are the ones that are attacking it. So, I mean, the Federal Reserve System is trying to figure out how to put more deposits into the banks so we don't have bank runs. You know, before when we had a
gold... Oh, yeah, I forgot. In fact, guys, I didn't see it in my stack. I forgot to IM it. Sorry to interrupt, Ted. Will you guys print bank runs in Spain? It's mainstream news. I forgot. Oh, yeah, there's bank runs in Spain, Ted.
I know it. And that's the whole thing. I mean, if it wasn't for the printing press, there'd be bank runs right here in the United States. I guess that's why they put the Federal Reserve System into place, you know, so to speak, to stop that kind of a thing from happening.
So they can quietly bleed us out through inflation.
Exactly. That's the offset to that. That's why everybody who has half a brain is getting out of the paper dollars and the conventional type investments, and they're getting into gold and silver. And quite frankly, they should. I mean, honestly, I mean, what do you think about it? I mean, what are you doing? By putting your money in the bank, you're financing this oligarchy of... You know, I mean, elite people. It drives me crazy, Alex. I mean, especially, I mean, I listen to your show and just look at the news and the information that I see. And you know that we're just handing over our wealth over to this institution. And then they...
Everything is intensifying, Ted. It's like you just reminded me of the Spanish bank runs. People remind me of the plot to blow up a dam that would kill at least 10,000 people with major towns below it. I mean, this is insane. I can't even keep track of it anymore, Ted. It's all happening. They're moving at once.
I know it. It's insane, like you said. Now, Alex, I'm holding that Frank coin down. Same price that I had before gold ran up over $1,260. Right now, gold is up over $7. It's seen as high as $1,243 today. The market took a little bit of a correction, and you know, that's what it does. When it has a run-up, there's a little bit of a back-off. A lot of the times, that's manipulation from the Open Market Committee or also the Plunge Protection Team trying to shore up the U.S.
So you still got an insane deal on the franc. You still have buffaloes.
Yep, still have buffaloes.
Still have American Eagle. Still got those great deals on silver half dollars.
Yep, the silver half dollars at $9.75 with silver jumping over $19 an ounce is such a steal, it's not even funny. So if you're looking for something in silver, that would be a great way to get involved.
Let me fire out the number before we go to break. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Folks, it's time to stop screwing around. Here's the headline out of the Economic Policy Journal. Bank run in Spain is destabilizing ramifications for the entire EU. Instead, here they're just devaluing the currency and mass printing. Though there's evidence they're starting to slow down on that. Protect yourself in gold and silver today. 800-686-2237. Ted, finish up with the offer on the other side. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Front porch sitting in an old rocking chair.
Well, a judge has vetoed Obama, so that'll cause a constitutional fight or crisis, saying there's no 6-month moratorium on oil drilling. And the way they define deep drilling is really shallow drilling. You want to see your oil go up to $7, $8 a gallon at the gas pump? You want to see your gasoline cost that? It's asinine, folks. We are based on oil. Yes, it's got some problems. But the globalists claim they're trying to bring in new clean energies. In every case I do research, they're blocking it. The World Bank, the IMF, the federal government has bought up thousands of inventions. I saw one just 2 weeks ago that Rob Jacobson brought me. He first saw an article in The Economist. Then he went and searched it and found the actual World Bank document. He gave it to me, and I never got to it, but I read the article. And you can go pull this stuff up for this solar generator that's just these big metal cylinders that grab heat from the sun and then go into a system, and they're super cheap. They create masses of power, and MIT developed it, and then the World Bank came and bought it. And now, again, the World Bank is our money. But you notice it's always in key operations swindling people and won't let it be deployed for the public. I mean, they just literally have warehouses of inventions and systems that are kept from the world. It's like the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark, where they take the Ark into that giant endless warehouse. And that's a good allegory for it. They're not – look, it'd be great to get off oil, ladies and gentlemen. It is dirty. It does have problems. But we're based on it. And all they're going to do is give you carbon taxes and rip you off. And let other countries drill out there. It's only America that can't drill. It's Obama tying our hands because of that multinational company, BP, that's literally bankrolled him and Al Gore behind all the global governance funding, the carbon taxes. It's always BP. By the way, did you guys find that clip I was telling you about where the BP vice president for global governance is talking about global government? And it's on the screen. It says global government. I know we reposted it to the Facebook account. You know what? Call Watson. Get me Watson on the line. I just want him to write an article with all the BP TV ads calling for world government and carbon tax and pointing out that they're the biggest greenie wieners in the universe and that they stage this. Here's another one. Louisiana police pull over activists at behest of BP. This is treason. This is Mother Jones, confirmed. Now BP is such a god that they have the police harassing citizens for them because they've got full Obama mafia backing. Ted, I'm sorry I'm ranting. It's just... it's really hard for me. I may have to go to Louisiana. I mean, I'm not going to have some BP thug. Let them arrest me. I'm sick of the cops. I'm sick of the mafia. When the police follow the orders of BP mafia and pull citizens over to be interrogated by BP because they dare videotape them, that's treason. You're not a cop anymore. You're a thug. You're a criminal. I don't care if you got a 10 badge. But again, you're just a cowardly citizen. See, they like pulling you over and slapping you around. But some Mexican cartel that's actually got a gun, they run. You know, they run to the outhouse because they poop themselves. I'm sorry to get graphic here. But the police have to wear diapers in Arizona and South Texas. But not when they deal with a cowardly American. Ted Anderson, I'm sick of it. Ted, tell folks about the other coins you've got in the offer because it's so important for people to protect themselves.
Well, again, Alex, I mean, the franc at $265, and when you get that full year subscription to the Forecaster with it, I mean, that is so low, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's bringing gold back down below $500 an ounce. I mean, you're not going to buy it anywhere else for that kind of a price. Best place right here at Midas. $20 Liberties are good at $1,547. That Eagle that you mentioned, what about junk silver? I mean, but quite literally, the Walking Liberty half at $9.75, when I regularly price them, they're closer to $11. So I'd give us a call. I mean, right now is a good time to...
Now, those are really insane deals. Folks, research the deals Ted's offering. Find out what a good deal they are for yourself, and then purchase. I buy it not as an investment, though. People are saying it's a great investment, obviously. I get it as a hedge against inflation and depression. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted. 800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.